Our region is home to several tribal casinos, gaming centers run by various Native American tribes. The plans for one more continue to make headlines in the Rogue Valley. The Coquel tribe, spelled like the city of Coquiel but pronounced differently, wants to put a casino in South Medford where the long-vacant Kim's Restaurant was recently demolished. Controversy shadowed the casino plan since it was first introduced, and now there are additional steps to talk about and a chance for the public to comment coming up in February. Let's catch up on the plans and the steps. Two guests join us. Brenda Mead is the Coquille Tribal Chairperson. Brenda, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us
today. You bet. And alongside is Mark Johnston, who's the Coquille Tribe Deputy Director. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning.
So let's start with the most recent stuff first. There was a procedural move, we understand, to place the land in trust, which is one of the steps that has to happen for this to take place. Tell us about what the most recent procedural step was.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for having us today. So on January 15th, the Bureau of Indian Affairs published our Notice of Intent, a NOI that is in the Federal Registry now that states the Bureau intends to gather information to create an environmental impact statement, or EIS, in regards to our request to our application to put land into trust in Medford.
So environmental impact statement implies that there's some sort of, it really does talk about things like, you know, effects on water and air and land, but are there any social impacts contained within that EIS?
Yes, absolutely. We are so happy to have this NOI published. This starts our long federal process that will allow public forums to discuss any issues concerning environmental, like you said, or impacts of anything on the issues of merit. This is for a 2.42 acres of land in Medford, and it's going to be an interesting process for us. We will be able to look at the Coquille Restoration Act. We will be able to look at the laws and look at things that are defining this process that will be good for us.
So now, if the trust process does not take place, that's pretty much the end of the story, isn't it? In other words, if the land is not placed in trust for the tribe?
Jeff, that's a question we haven't really looked at yet. You know, we look at things optimistically, so our approach to this point has been, when this is approved, how this all plays out. So.
All right, so that's the procedural stuff we're talking about now. Obviously, several more steps to jump through, but let's come back to the beginning. Brenda, what led up to the idea of a casino for Medford?
So, the Coquille Tribe, like I said before, operates on an agreement with the federal government that is defined in the Coquille Restoration Act. And in that Restoration Act, there is specific language that talks about the ability to do economic development in our five-county service area. We've always operated as a as-needs tribe. Our tribal chief that we've recently lost, that's the things we talk about is take only what you need and leave some for the rest. But we have expectations of our membership of things like health care and education and elder care programs. We are not a per capita tribe, so we really stay on track with the needs of our community and our people. We're a small tribe. A little over 1,000 tribal members now. We just celebrated that landmark. So we, as a tribal council, are constantly looking at the needs for our future. We recognize that our population will double within the next 20 years. We do know that our healthcare costs, we're looking at possibly tripling our healthcare costs over the next 9 years. Those are numbers that we talk about a lot, and those are things that are a priority of our community. We also look at where our tribal members are living, and Medford, Jackson County is the second largest population of tribal membership. So when we talk about opportunities, the things we hear from our membership is that we need to be able to offer jobs. We need to be able to offer opportunities. And we recognize that we have to consider growth, consider diversification, and things that will take us to the next 25 years. We just celebrated our 25th restoration celebration, and we came together as a people and celebrated here in Coos County. We have a benefit of being a close-knit community, even though we are spread across the five-county service area. We're in those five counties, and we're doing good things in all of those communities. So this is really the next step for us in economic development, and we are asking the Bureau of Indian Affairs to look at the Coquel Restoration Act. We believe that Congress clearly specified that the Coquel tribe could engage and should engage in economic development in our other counties, Jackson County being included. And we're looking at a Class 2 facility that is definitely not a monument facility, but we believe we'll do a good business there.
So let's clear up a couple of terms. Let me remind our audience first, too. We're talking to Brenda Mead, the Coquille Tribal Chairperson, and Mark Johnston, the Coquille Tribe Deputy Director, about the plans for the Coquille Casino in Medford. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 around the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. When you talk about the restoration, which I guess was 1989, so the Coquille, among many tribes around the country, was delisted as a tribe and then petition Congress to be restored to tribal status. Is that what happened?
Yes, we are a terminated tribe. It was a devastating time for us as a people, but our tribal elders, that was not okay for them, and it was very important that they would be recognized again by the federal government as a tribe, as a people here in Southern Oregon. And yes, in June of 1989, the Coquille tribe was restored to federal recognition. We negotiated with Congress our Restoration Act, and it was a time in our history that we celebrate today every day, that those amazing people were strong enough to come together and be recognized again.
So let me think clear up another couple of terms here. You said the Coquille are not a per capita tribe. What does that mean?
That is something that's written in our Constitution, and sometimes people talk about that. There's a lot of misinformation out there in the public about this project, and I think it's important for people to know who Coquille is. We are not a per capita tribe. That means we don't write checks to our tribal membership off gaming revenues, and we are here to strengthen the communities we live in, and create opportunities for not only our tribal members, but for the communities we live in.
All right, you ready? One of the other terms I wanted to clear up was a Class 2 facility. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'll answer that question, Jeff.
Sure.
So Class 2 is much different than a Class 3 destination resort that you might see in other areas. So Class 2 facility doesn't have table games. It's just a much smaller designation, and certainly, as you can see, there are other tribes in Oregon that have casinos that you would consider Class 3 and also have a Class 2 facility.
All right, so this is all machines when you say no table games, so it's just all slot machines and poker machines, that sort of thing?
Poker machines, yes.
Poker machines. Just
bingo.
Poker machines?
Poker machines, bingo.
Okay, got it. All right, so Brenda, you were talking about the need to provide for members of the tribe and for economic development. You've already got the Mill Casino in Coos Bay, correct?
Yes, we do.
And how long has that been open, and how successful is it for the tribe?
So the Mill Casino has been open now. We're going to celebrate our 20th year this year, and we're pretty excited about that. We're proud of the business that we operate. That is our legacy property. We talk a lot about that. We're really proud of that. It has a lot of information about our historic information in there. That when you come to the Mill Casino, you get to hear about us and this area and all of the amazing things that have happened here. And it's a full Class 3 casino. It is a beautiful place. It is something we're very proud of and helps support our programs today. We also have timberlands that we rely on for revenue. So we have diversified in other areas also.
Is that enough? I mean, do you actually need to have this facility in Medford? Do you see it as a huge cog in the machinery that you expect to need to operate in the future?
Well, I know that we're gonna have growth in our population. I know we recognize that we are in a depressed market here, and we really have to look at opportunities for the tribe. So when we started talking about this project, and we talk about our 5-county service area and where our population is, our membership is, and we look at Medford, we identify that is a place that we operate businesses, that we offer services to people in, and it just made sense because we're there.
We have a call. Let's go to Bill in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Coquille Tribal Chair Brenda Mead and Tribe Deputy Director Mark Johnston.
Yeah, good morning. Not all of us agree that there should be a gambling establishment here in Medford or any place else for that matter. Many of us consider commercial gambling to be a toxic product.
All right, we'll take it from there. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate that. Brenda, you've heard this before, I'm sure, you and Mark both.
Yes, and I think this is part of the process, is that I'm happy that there is going to be a time to have open discussion with any concerns. Anyone can come in and talk about concerns like Bill's concerns.
Well, but directly to Bill's point, though, I mean, there are issues with gambling. It does create compulsions, or it feeds compulsions in some people, I should say. There are often concerns about people who can't stop themselves from gambling and the support services that they will need to recover from their gambling addictions. I mean, there are issues with people and gambling. How do you address those?
Thank you. I agree. I've heard those concerns, and you know, we take that very seriously here at Coquille and for the Mill Casino. Our regulations are probably some of the tightest in the state that I know of. And it is our hope that people understand that this is an establishment that people don't have to go to, that is adult entertainment, and we will do what we can to offer support services for folks, too, when that's an issue.
We're talking to Brenda Mead and Mark Johnston at the Coquille Tribe about the plans for a casino in Medford. Let me let you know now, too, that there is a scoping meeting coming up to talk about the scope of the work for the environmental impact statement about the proposed casino for Medford. That'll be February 3rd. February 3rd, it's a Tuesday night at 5:30 at North Medford High School Auditorium. North Medford High School Auditorium, February 3rd, 5:30. You can join us here on the Jefferson Exchange right now at 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Interesting face-off between Coquille and the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians, because they take exception to the plan for the Coquille facility in Medford. And in fact, I've noticed recently there are billboards along South Pacific Highway about a quarter of a mile apart, one from the Cow Creek Band, which originally said there's no need for a casino in Medford, and there's now one for the Coquille Tribe closer to the actual site. So there's the billboard war itself, but also this face-off between tribal entities. Was there any prior discussion, Brenda, with the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians before unveiling this plan for a casino in Medford?
Yes, thank you, and thanks for that question. Yes, and to talk about the Cow Creek's stand, the Coquille Tribe felt it was very important to talk to the other nine tribes of Oregon before we submitted this application, and whether that was a good thing or not, we did make that a priority because our work together as tribal nations in Oregon is important. And I understand that Cow Creek is opposing this project. This is one small thing that that we don't agree on. Cow Creek and Coquel Tribe do amazing work together in our communities and in Indian Country, and we will continue to do good work. I have offered to meet with their tribal council many times. I would love to share some information that we have here at Coquel as far as having another Class 3 or Class 2 facility nearby. We're going to have, we have a lot of accurate information on how that affects you. So we'll continue to try and talk.
Okay, now, so the Medford facility as proposed is Class 2, so just machines, no table games. Now, Seven Feathers in Canyonville, about 70 miles away, that is a Class 3 facility, is that right?
Yes, and it's a beautiful facility. If you get a chance to stop in, it is a beautiful place. A resort-style gaming, and it is different than what we're talking about today with this process. But I think it's good for the community. It offers a place for people to go and to have a good time.
One of the concerns expressed by the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians is that a facility like this in Medford, I mean, there's a fair number of people who will drive up the I-5 corridor from the Medford area to Canyonville to go to Seven Feathers who might not make that trip anymore if they got one right in their backyard, so it could really hurt their casino. Have you had any direct discussions about that?
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot. We've really kind of tried to identify their concerns because it's two different things. It's apples and oranges. We're talking about a gaming facility, a monument. When you talk about Seven Feathers, it's such a beautiful place, and they have conference centers and big shows, and our facility is not going to be that. So I think it's two different things. But I think it's two different things that could work together and make it a good experience for lots of people in Medford.
The way I would think about phrasing the question is there precedent for one tribe building a gaming facility in another's territory? But I gather from what you said, you consider Medford part of your territory as well.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of tribes in Oregon and California that have historic ties to Medford. I think that's the great thing about this process is that we will be asking the Bureau of Indian Affairs to look at our agreements with the federal government, even our agreements with the state, and identify on the merits of the issue whether the Coquel Tribe has the authority to operate gaming in Medford.
We have an email here from Mike in Medford. He says, I'm so happy to see the return of Native Americans to the area. Does your tribe include members from the Grand Ronde and Siletz reservations, like the Tequelma and Shasta, who are historically from this area?
I appreciate that. We haven't left. We've been in Medford for 10,000 years, so there's a lot of Indian people walking on that land and have walked on that land for a long time, but I thank you for those kind words. We have a lot of connection to Siletz Tribe, Grand Ronde, the Klamath Tribe there. A lot of Indian people related to each other. There was a lot of great things happening there in that area and 10,000 years ago with trade. And it's one of those places. A good place to live is a good place to live, and people have lived there for a long time.
Now, I understand procedurally that land placed in trust after 1988 is generally not eligible for a casino. That would appear to be a fairly large obstacle here. Mark Johnston, what's the procedural work around there?
Well, really what we're looking at here is the provision for restored lands. And ultimately, as you look at our Restoration Act, land can be taken into trust in the five counties for the tribe by the secretary, and the key word is that land shall be reservation. So that's how we're looking at this process.
Just in terms of general opposition, I mean, we heard already from Bill in Medford, who I'm sure speaks for several people, but Brenda Mead, there's been a static from the Medford City Council going on record opposing the casino plan, Jackson County commissioners on record, the governor of Oregon, both U.S. senators. That's a bit daunting to face that much opposition from people in that many positions of power.
We have found that there was a lot of misinformation out there on this project, and I have to tell you, we were stumbling, waiting for this process to start. We submitted this application nearly 2 years ago and went and met with the city and the county officials and said, you know, this is going to be a long process. This is going to be a process that will be open and have a lot of opportunity for you to give input. And we've been waiting a while for this process to start, so I understand there's some frustration. And I am so looking forward to now this NOI being published, that we actually have a forum to have those discussions and be able to give them accurate information, again, on the merits of this project and the Coquille Tribe. And I think that I'm just happy that we have a process now and we'll have those conversations.
Now, I understand that people can submit written comments on the scope of the environmental impact statement that has to come in response to the NOI, the Notice of Intent. And the scoping meeting will go on again at North Medford High School, 5:30 on Tuesday, February 3rd. So essentially, this is just, Mark Johnston, to figure out what needs to be included in the environmental impact statement?
Correct. This will give everybody the opportunity to voice their opinion on what needs to be included and discussed.
All right. Well, a long road ahead. We're talking probably several years more of work here, starting with that scoping meeting on February 3rd in Medford. And again, comments due by February 17th. We'll put the details up on our website. Brenda Mead is the Coquille Tribal Chairperson. Mark Johnston, Deputy Director. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.